Phone Boy Speaks, episode 695, AT&T goes south of the border.
Apparently AT&T has agreed to purchase Lucicel, which is a company in Mexico that provides a mobile phone service. And, you know, of course, the rhetoric that AT&T puts out is says, you know, we make it one big global network, which, you know, so theoretically, you know, if it's done properly, if you go down into Mexico with your AT&T phone, you'd be able to use it. It'd be like a local call. Well, now, and of course, some of the folks at GigaOM think that that probably won't happen. But actually, AT&T has already done that many years ago. Now, I think it may have been AT&T Wireless, which was a different company from AT&T, but back in the day. But the there's history of this, and in fact, there was a time when AT&T owned a percentage of one of the Canadian carriers, and I think it was Rogers, maybe not. And you know, so there was a time when AT&T had their one rate plan where you could, or you know, it was in the early 2000s, I think, where you could, if you, you know, for like a $5 add-on a month or something, you could basically use your minutes like you were in Canada. So I could, so in other words, I could totally see AT&T saying, you know, maybe not making it a global, you know, network in the sense that you can use your phone in Mexico for no additional charge, but you know, maybe for an extra 5 or 10 a month, they could easily do that. And you know, and of course, if you you're in the, you know, you're primarily in the United States and you go to Mexico, that's probably not a bad thing. Now, the other nice thing about that is if you live in a border state with Mexico, or you live on the border with Mexico, and that's a problem that that people have, that they live on the border, that sometimes your phone will pick up a carrier in the other country because the signal will, you know, the signal knows no you know, nation state boundaries. And so if you happen to be very close to the boundary, you might accidentally pick up a carrier in a foreign country for, you know, and that would cost you some money. And that might be a situation where, you know, again, a global network would be nice. But then again, you know, I don't know AT&T to necessarily do stuff for the benefit of their consumers. You know, in the previous podcast talked about, you know, their unlocking policies, which are dumb and inane. But, you know, I guess AT&T expands into Mexico doesn't sound like a horrible thing, and you know, and if they do make the true you know, North American carrier that's just not in just one country, that might be kind of cool for you know, it'd be cool for them anyway. And again, it'll remains to be seen exactly how it plays out for us, the consumer.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.